I want to tell you a very funny and personal story from my life. In the late 1980s, I had one of my very first jobs as a telemarketer selling Time magazine. Now, before you start hating on me, I want to let you know that in the late 80s, it was a different time. Telemarketing, while somewhat annoying, was not thought of as this like vile and sleazy thing that it is today. There were no robocallers back then, but real people. Now, there was a room full of people with lists and lists of sticky notes. This was a real job and was like an effective like selling machine for Time magazine. They were doing this all over America. Now, I want you to envision me driving up on my Yamaha moped with a mullet in cut-off jean shorts. Now, please give me some grace, because mullets were definitely in style, right? Little business in the front, little party in the back. Well, listen, I was trained on how to make cold calls and sell a 78-week subscription over the phone. Now, during the training, we were given a stapled packet of papers, and this was the sales script, the redirect sheets, and the common objection sheets. Now, I was given an answer to every possible complaint. Every objection had a complimentary solution or response. This stapled document, and it had page after page of categorized text. My job was simple. I was to cold call random people and ask them if they wanted a 78-week subscription to Time magazine. That was it. Now, that stapled document was my roadmap. It became tattered and worn and contained my handwritten phrases that were not on the script but were working for me. I had a variety of options for my opening lines. I had a variety of choices for how to respond to various objections. I had a playbook. It was a basic sales script, but before long, I had it memorized. However, it was not only a sales script, you see. Most people did not buy a 78-week subscription to Time magazine instantaneously. They needed to be talked through why this might be of value to them. So, this was not just a sales script, it was also a redirect script. If the person on the phone had concern A, I do not want, or I don't have time to read, I would quickly flip to page 8 and read from the script a predetermined answer to that common concern. Now, let's say that they had concern H. I already have so many other periodicals that I'm not really reading those. Well, in this case, I would flip to page 14 in my stapled booklet, and I would read through the already thought out wording on the script. Now, the basic concept behind the redirect sheet was simple. If they said this, I can say this back. I had an answer for every reason they might not want a subscription. Now, I want to tell you something important. I was the top salesman night after night, week after week. I was personable, I was persuasive, but I followed a predetermined plan. I was provided with a pathway, and as stated in a previous earlier lesson, memorized, normalized, personalized. I even sold, true story, a 78-week subscription to a blind musician in Nashville, Texas. What? I mean, how could this even happen, right? His objection was obvious. I'm blind! My response was a modified answer from my very well-worn packet. Is there anyone you know in your life that might appreciate a subscription? Yes, his administrative assistant. Snap fingers. Let me get my supervisor over here and he'll take it from here. Sold! There was a pathway for every conceivable response. Now, some people wanted to think about subscribing to Time magazine, but they'd have to think about it, and so I'd have to call them back, and I had a script for that. Over time, I modified and memorized it. However, it provided me a starting point. I even had a written pathway for when they said no. And it was a clear no, and it was their final answer. I had a gracious way to end the call, pre-scripted for me. Now, one important lesson that I learned, don't take no for an answer. There is always a way to keep the conversation going and still not be a jerk. I sought to master this concept. I could just redirect the conversation and possibly offer them a 52-week subscription instead of 78. That's fine. However, I also learned not to downsell to the 26-week subscription too early. Don't say no for someone. be prepared to answer their logical and fair questions with logical and fair responses. No need to be a pushy salesperson. Just share from your heart, and above all, be prepared. When someone came up with a complaint or an issue that I hadn't even heard of, and it was legit, I always wrote it down. My sales and redirect script became very personalized to me. I made it my own, and it was an integral part of my success. Now, when it comes to applying this concept to volunteer recruiting, the principles are exactly the same. You should have a predetermined opening. You should have answers to common questions and common concerns. Script it out ahead of time. You should have a series of pre-written phrases to graciously accept their answer of no. Beyond this, in my vision casting, I can softly and preemptively dismantle common concerns before they present them. They are common concerns, frankly. Why are they common? Because they're common to all people. I can say, well, I imagine you might be thinking, well, I don't have time for this amount of preparation as a volunteer. Well, we understand, and we have set up this opportunity with that in mind. We have blah, 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 fill in the blank. Now, while I want to steer the conversation, it's important to listen. What are they saying? We don't want to allow your predetermined script to override your ability to listen. Sure, this is a conversation that I've initiated. I mean, it's my conversation. I started it, right? However, you're not a robot. You're not a robocaller with predictable pauses with no real person behind it. I mean, don't you hate that? Here's the deal. The redirect sheet is intended to empower you and to provide you with a series of, watch this, on-ramps and off-ramps to navigate the challenging dynamics of recruiting phone calls. Now, please, download and personalize the example wording for recruiting calls. I've gone to great lengths to give you every one of my powerful strategies, and I'm telling you right now, take time and make this one yours.